Yikak Kriyat Shema, we're doing the laws of Shema, the 14th chapter, Kitzur Shana Oruch Mekochein, the 11th Halacha. Yikak Kriyat Shema, Mechavana Beima Beira Beretet Vezia. Person should read Shema with focus, with awe, with fear, trembling, and Zia is also like trembling, shaking before who we're talking. I mean, Shema, we're declaring God's unity. Haynu Shechaven Bishat Kriyata, person should focus when he's reading Shema, that he is accepting the yoke of heaven. And the person accepts to love Hashem with all his heart and all his soul, even if they threaten to take his soul. They tell him, like the Greeks and like the Romans said, either you renounce monotheism or we'll kill you. So when a person says Shema, he's supposed to have in mind, even if they threaten my life, I will stand by my principles. I will stand by this principle that Hashem is one, even at the expense of one's life. Halacha Yud Bet. If he wasn't focused on the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he has not fulfilled his obligation. He must repeat it a second time. So what does it mean? What do we have to have in mind? We say Shema. Shema doesn't mean hear. Shema means accept that what I'm saying now. Know it and believe in it. That's what Shema means. Ki Hashem hu Elokeinu, that Hashem who is our God, Echadu, He is one. Let's say a person finished reading the first pasuk. He said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Or even if he said it long, but he realizes he wasn't focused. Yamtin ktsat b'shtika. So technically what he could do is just reread Shema, read that pasuk. But the problem is then it sounds like he's declaring a trinity. You know, Shema Yisrael Keno Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Keno Hashem Echad. Shema, you said he's one, why are you saying it twice, right? So that's why Chazal said, you're never supposed to repeat that pasuk one after the other. Because then it sounds like you're contradicting yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's why he should pause in silence. He realizes he has to repeat it. He cannot repeat it right away. He pauses a little bit in silence, and then he rereads it a second time, and this time he'll be focused. He should not repeat it right away, because it's prohibited from reading that pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, twice, one after the other. Let's say he finished the first paragraph. He's up to V'ayayim Shemot Yishmu. V'nizkar shelo kiven v'pasuk rishon. And then he reminds himself, wait a second, I wasn't focused when I read the pasuk of Shema. So he said, that pasuk, it's critical. Without kavanah, you're not yotze. So then, chozo v'kora'a shenit, he could repeat the whole parasha, start from scratch. He doesn't have to pause, because he said the other pasukim in the interim. V'im kara gam parasha shniya. Let's say he finishes the second parasha. He's up to V'yomer, and he realizes, hey, I wasn't focused. So then, he goes back and repeats the first parsha, and then he could skip back to the third parsha. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra disagrees with this. The Gra says you have to start from the beginning and go in order from the beginning. We don't say, well, each paragraph is its own entity. If you have to repeat the first paragraph, then you have to do the first, the second, and the third. Even though you were focused on the second, he's going with the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. If you said the second, you need to repeat the first, you could skip to the third. You don't have to say the parshiot in order. You may not say the psukim out of order, you could say the paragraphs out of order. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Because really, if you look in the Torah, the parsha of Shema is in Vaeschanan. The parsha of Vayayim Shema is in Ekev. Yes. The parsha of Tzitzit is in Shlach. They're scattered in the Torah, so you don't have to stick to a specific order, even though the rabbis instituted a specific order.
What's Yisharko? So, should I place?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But,